Anyway, on a completely different note, there's a hot off the press, the embargo on this break at 6 o'clock, is a story about a new gene that's been discovered that plays an important role in lung cancer. Now, lung cancer has a really poor survival rate, which is often due to the fact that the disease isn't diagnosed until it's spread around the body, and often it spreads very aggressively, which makes it difficult to treat. So now a team of researchers in the US have found that faults in a gene called LKB1 might actually be responsible for causing lung cancer cells to spread in this way. So in experiments published in the journal Nature this week, the scientists took some mice that were carrying faults in genes that are known to increase the development of cancer, the risk of cancer, and they crossbred them with mice carrying faults in this LKB1 gene. And so these double fault mice, they were found to develop highly aggressive lung tumours that spread very fast. And in healthy cells, this gene, LKB1, helps to protect us from cancer. So it's known as a type of gene called a tumour suppressor. And in order for cancer to develop, cells need to pick up faults in several different genes, which is kind of a bit like mixing a cocktail of different genetic mistakes. But it really seems like faults in this LKB1 gene act like, you know, the vodka in the cocktail and really get it going.
So is this then the clue as to if someone's got this particular gene, they may most likely have spread already?
Yes. I mean, in the future, you could potentially develop LKB1 as a drug target if you could find some way of reactivating its function. And you could also use it as a prognostic tool to work out how someone's likely to do or the best way of treating them. But it does have to go hand in hand with finding better ways to diagnose cancer earlier. So, you know, there's research underway to try and spot lung cancer earlier when you might have some chance of
just
treating
lung
it
cancer
successfully.
Or, because a lot of these genes are also involved in other cancers too, and they help other cancers spread. So what about things like breast cancer or ovarian cancer? Does it work in those?
Well, this paper was just looking at lung cancers, but this gene LKB1 is involved in a type of syndrome that can predispose people to several types of cancer, so it's likely to play a role in others too.
Oh, well, that's encouraging. We'll have to obviously wait and see, because this is an initial look-see, and it's going to take a while to see how that translates to the clinic. Well, sticking with health,